You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch the Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link,
do
something.
That'll do. That'll perfect.
Hey, Bobby! There it is. Hello, everyone.
The dog is like, what the hell?
Welcome to the Prem Show with the Cooligans. Hello, my name is Christian Polanco.
That's right, I'm Alexis Guerrero.
All right, we are your favorite stand-up comedians. I host the funniest show on Twitch about the Premier League.
Aight. And it's also the gulliest.
It's the gulliest. It's the puppiest. Okay. This show.
Find me a show that has both gully and puppy.
Bro, I mean, what else can we? We're doing our best. I mean, I hope this will help you through the pandemic and the dark times that we are living in, okay? yes, we taped this show. If you're listening to this, we taped the show live on Twitch, twitch.tv/soccercooligans, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Come through if you have not before. It's always a lot of fun. Make sure you follow us there as well. We do a lot of other fun stuff on Twitch, too. So,
Right. And if you're funny and you mention something funny in the chat, you get in the show. Like I said, what's gully and puppy? Ain't nobody. And IMV a fan said Guppy and Spock said Snoop Dogg. Okay, good point. We got a nice blend and Snoop Dogg, good answer. Very gully.
A Guppy
Snoop Dogg on Twitch would be.
Guppy is a thing, right?
It's a small turtle or frog?
A frog, right? Like a baby frog?
A baby frog. It's like a frog before the back legs.
Okay. Board Martin said best chat on Twitch. Let's go.
Let's go. Right. That's 100% true. Very. Funniest chat on Twitch. Most condescending chat on Twitch. Most roasting chat on Twitch.
Okay. Robert from LA said, Christian better not think he can get away with Everton's loss this week like he got away with the Newcastle loss last week. Okay. All right.
Robert from LA waited until we start the show to hit you with that. He was like, don't say yet. Don't say yet.
because look, when it comes to Everton, I treat it like in the movie Clerks, you know? I'm not even supposed to be here today. That is my whole approach to Everton, just even being in the top 10.
You're already at an advantage. It's like when you were in school and they were like playing a game, like, all right, you guys are up, two goals. You'd be like, all right, I'll take it. I know that means you think we're terrible, but yeah, whatever. I'll take it.
Colo, thank you for the sub. Colo Blanco, our mod here on Twitch. Make sure to give him a follow as well. We'll talk about Everton. I mean, they've been losing, but they also, you know, I mentioned this before. It's the red card to Richarlison, you know, 6 weeks ago really hurt us. Okay. He missed. Well,
I think it's rough that they kick you out for the season just for getting a red card.
Why do they have that rule? This is why the Premier League should be abolished. Okay. Yeah, I've said it since day one.
Antiquated.
That red card was, you know, challenging for them. Anyway, but actually, I had mentioned, we had talked about Lucas Digne, who had gotten a red card. Remember, he had glided. He was swag surfing on that dude's ankle.
Uh-huh.
If you remember.
Yeah, not allowed to do that.
But his he only got a one-match ban instead of a three. So that appealed. That was appealed, and the other two games were rescinded. So at least we lost with not all of, you know, not with, with some of our players as opposed to missing, some of our bigger players. Anyway, yes, we will discuss. Oh, speaking of chomp chomp, people are saying chomp chomp. I don't have any more chomp sticks, but I did have
chomp stinks. No. Chomp. Don't do that.
Chomp stocks, chomp stonks. Anyway, I got this other one. It's called Vermont Smoke and Cure.
Not and as fun to chant.
Yeah. But this one is uncured pepperoni turkey stick.
Come on.
And I just had
Why
it.
Can't you just eat something goddamn regular?
Okay, without antibiotics, no added hormones, vegetarian fed. Okay.
Ugh.
Another healthy thing.
Thank you for everyone putting exclamation point chomp in the chat. Colo Blanco is both late and yet still has too much time on his hands.
Oh, man. Yeah, obviously. Look, the chomp. I don't know. That definitely started on Twitch. I think during one of the games that we were
the watch along. The watch along. We don't eat on these shows. We do eat on the watch alongs.
Exactly. Which as people have come to expect.
I can't wait until we're doing the watch alongs together in the same room, and I'm the one who gets to order the food for both of us, and we get to see Christian eat wings and with antibiotics in them and everything.
Okay, do we have a toilet cam? Because we're gonna need one as well.
Oh, buddy, if you want a puppy cam, I need something, and you know it's a toilet cam. Put exclamation point shitter in the chat.
No, we do not need that automated thing. Anyway.
By the way, we are a soccer show. We are going to talk about Premier League, I promise you.
Okay.
And someone already brought up Everton, so let's talk about this. Planet Football did a story of the 13 players who thrived after changing positions. Stuff like Henri, who was moved up from left back, I believe, at Juventus. Arsene Wenger was like, I think I'm going to try you as a forward. And next thing you know, scored a ton of goals. But here's why I bring this up. And this just goes to show what kind of talent you can bring into the league, right? My wife walked in here, so I thought she was going to tell me I'm too loud. Here's the type of talent that you've brought into the Premier League. If you scroll down to the Andrea Pirlo mention, right? People forget Andrea Pirlo wasn't always a regista. He actually started as a number 10. But if you go to the third paragraph, it reads, Carlo Ancelotti eventually deployed Pirlo in a deeper role at AC Milan, with the player himself saying, he changed my career, putting me in front of the defense. We shared some unforgettable moments. We had a magnificent pass together. So besides the fact that it reads like a very dreamy novel you buy near the cashier, Carlo Ancelotti changed Pirlo's position. Pirlo, we think of as being 95 years old, right? Carlo Ancelotti, the same guy that is telling James Rodriguez what to do.
So, I mean, this is this bodes well, I think, for James. Look,
this bodes well for all of Everton. The guy who looked at Pirlo and said, you know what? I think you could change the game by sitting here. That guy is in charge of Everton.
Well, I think
The
next move has to be make Jordan Pickford a central defensive midfielder. That I clearly, when it comes to strong tacklers, drawing yellow cards, there's nobody better.
I think Jordan Pickford needs to not be a goalkeeper. I think eventually is what we'll find out. Are you a fan? Are you a Pickford loyalist?
Pickford, I say this all the time. Makes great saves. He is guaranteed to make one dumb mistake per game. That may or may not cost you a goal. That's the Jordan Pickford rules. You got to read the fine print. When you sign him,
it was etched into his skin when he was born.
Okay, that's how he functions. He did it in the game. Who did they play? Everton played Manchester United.
They lost 3-1.
Which they lost. They lost 3-1. I mean, the third goal was like whatever, but it felt close for a moment, but whatever. But three losses.
What do you think of Everton's form as of late?
They don't have Richarlison.
They drew against Liverton.
Yeah, we're gonna by the end of these shows, we should have a compilation of of team names: Burnsley, Liverton. We should have a combination.
It's the bizarro Premier League.
Just an amalgamation of all these teams. These are great. Please put in the chat any name, any combination of names that would be better. Like, I love this. Everpool. This is a good one, too. Everpool.
Everpool is pretty great.
Like an all-star team. You combine these teams together. Yeah, these are fun.
Jaren put October AF is officially down. Your boy's been drinking a bit. Okay. Yeah, so Liverpool, Everton, 2-2. Ever since then, it's It's been a rough go.
Well, Richarlison got the red card in that game.
Mm-hmm.
The last three games, who's been missing?
Richarlison.
They need him. They need him desperately. They don't have, you know, even the goal that Bernard had gotten against Manchester United, a good goal, a little bit lucky. You know, it goes between, I forgot who's defending. It goes between his legs and it goes in. But Everton have not looked good. The switches that James was making to Richarlison in the first three games were incredible.
Haven't been there.
He hasn't. No one stepped up, and no one's replaced Richarlison and that attacking threat on the
wing. You know who would be great in his position?
Who?
Ross Barkley. And I'm not just saying that because then he wouldn't have been at West Ham. I mean, at Villa's game against Arsenal.
Ross Barkley at Wait. Richarlison's. I mean, Ross Barkley obviously played at Everton for a long time.
Yeah. If he was back on the team, I mean, I feel like he could play that left wing. Kind of gliding
more,
a little bit in the middle.
Yeah, maybe he's more of a 10 when he played at Everton.
Robert from LA, West Brom, Albany, according to Alexis. I'll fuck up all the team names. New Palace by Shexa. Wolverton. Wolverton is great. Burnsley is on it. Like, what an honest mistake, Burnsley. Come on.
Ross Barkley circa 2016 or 2020. I mean, look, we say that about Ross Barkley, but look at where Aston Villa currently is in the table. They're in sixth place. That's not bad. And Ross Barkley has contributed pretty well. The last game, who they play? They won 3-0 to Arsenal.
Shut up. Shut up.
Okay. So
you know why? It's because Richarlison got that red. I mean, what am I supposed to do?
So it is a
Golo Blanco Bocellum. I didn't know that was a fake one. I'm like, what? What lower league team is that?
That is, yeah, I'm sure that sounds like a street in London.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta go down to Chelham.
So look, Everton. They. I think Richarlison is back in their next game. And I expect who are they playing?
You're playing Fulham.
That's a dub. That's a win. That's a win, bro.
Is a loss. Where it's are you not, getting that dub is a win?
It's a win. Please, in the chat, is dub a win or a loss?
Dub is what you say when someone, it's a fail. Nah, man, you can't do that. That's just a dub.
Incorrect. We have
100% correct.
I'm not saying that it's incorrect. I'm saying that it is used in both ways, but it's more popular to use it as a win. Morgan, say it as a win. Dub, look at the chat, Alexis. At the chat.
I can't believe we have these many herbs in our chat. Dub is not a win. First of all, we're gonna hit our 50 thing because everyone is telling me I'm wrong.
It's
Tottenham thing. First of all, I think I took that the last time I had a headache. It's a dub means like you fucked up. Maybe it's a very New York thing.
I've only understood it as a win, but I have heard some people refer to it as a loss, but it is overwhelmingly a win.
I'm going to look it up. Define.
Dub means W, dub. And W equals win. Yes, I'm Viet fan. Tell him. Like Soulja Boy. Okay?
Dub.
Two puppy cams required. While Alexis searches this, let's see what Nutmeg is up to. Nutmeg is on top of his crate. I think I'm getting a little nervous.
Did you know dub is a real word? To dub something? Yeah, that's not what I'm looking up. I'm looking up for a hood ass.
I think you need to look it up on Urban Dictionary. Nutmeg is getting to the point where he's tall enough. He jumped on top of his crate, and the pen in itself is not much higher than the crate. So I'm a little worried that he's going to jump out of his pen entirely if I have the crate inside there. He's almost up to that point. Okay, he is. You see him banging on the thing.
Yeah, kid's learning how to break out. All right, look, Urban Dictionary, and I want to say that this post is from 2011. It says that that it's a win. So, but that's 2011. I feel like it's changed.
And dictionaries, they weren't even valid at that time. Okay.
Oh, that's a dub. Means it's a bad thing. That's the way I'm using it. All right, whatever. We spent too much time on this. I'm right. Anyway, regardless of whatever single person in the chat, people that aren't even listening to this chat came in, and now Shexa came in and said Lester Pool, and I'm even happier than I was before.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is very much a win. Okay. Yeah. So you know, Everton and Arsenal took some big dubs the other day. Okay. So is that better, Alexis?
I'm putting this as a poll in Twitter. I'm not kidding you.
Okay. Can you do that later? Why now? Anyway. Okay. So what were we talking about? We're talking
about Pirlo being changed by your manager, which is freaking us all out.
Look, do you think he'll be able to have a similar effect on the players? I mean, Ancelotti.
Do you think you have the level of talent that Ancelotti is happy with, or do you think that there's still more to go?
There's way more to go. So I don't know if we mentioned this last week, but the rumor about Isco possibly going to Everton in January, that's a bit exciting. Another creative, having another creative player there. Look, who had to replace with some of the changes? Like it was you know, Gylfi was getting a lot more minutes. Iwobi was getting a lot more minutes. And we've seen enough. We've seen Iwobi enough at Arsenal. We've seen Gylfi enough at Swansea. They do what they do.
Iwobi is great off the bench. I do think if he went to a French team, if he went to a German, like a mid-table German team, he'd be much better off.
I agree. I think he just seems like he's a winger, but he's not like creative enough, and he doesn't seem to be fast enough to just like beat people. I don't know. He just seems like a little bit limited in for his role on Everton. I don't know. Like he wasn't terrible at Arsenal, but
he was young and not developing beyond a certain point.
Chances. That's my problem with the Wolves. He just doesn't create chances. He's a solid player, but without having that kind of creativity or that you know.
RCAB said Bayern Munchen. I think that's still technically...
That's how it's spelled.
Yeah, but... isn't that still technically right, though?
Leicester City, this is great. Yeah. Barca Madrid. Yeah, they love that.
Oh, God. People just vomited Serrano ham.
It shouldn't even be called the Clásico.
Real Alona.
So, look. Is Everton going to get back to first place? I don't know. But they're in seventh place. 13 points. Nobody expected this. Three losses in a row, but I think with Richarlison there, I think it's going to make a huge difference. And
look at Manchester City, sitting at 10th. No one expected that.
Yeah.
Look at Manchester United on the second page, bruh. You need an iPhone Pro Max or whatever that is just to see them.
This has been quite a shock for Manchester United. It's just week after week. We talk about this all the time, but you don't know what team you're going to get. I was surprised actually at the loss for Leeds. Leeds lost 4-1 to Crystal Palace. That was a bit shocking. But this is I sort of expected this. I think we talked about this when we sort of guessed what the table was going to look like. West Brom, Burnley, and Sheffield United. I don't think we said that they were going to be there, but. Yeah, pretty wild. Okay. Nutmeg is doing his thing.
Shows up late, wants all the attention now. So,
the other Everton thing, related thing. Thank you,
River Juniors. Sorry.
Thank you, Colo Blanco, for pointing this out to us. But yes, the Everton Spanish account Chips was taken. Thank you for the sub. Chip was taken. So Everton. Oh, actually, let me just go to Nutmeg Cam. Every time we get a sub, there he is. He
pretending
is
pretending like he wasn't trying to Shawshank breakout. Look at him. Man, I was laying down the whole goddamn time. I don't know what you're talking about. Don't look behind that poster.
But let's the Everton Spanish account used Tofiteros in their tweet.
Look at this. It is happening.
Bro.
Did we have anything to do with this? I can't prove it, but the answer is probably yes.
I hope so. Coloblanco said, after my million RTs hashtagging Tofiteros. Yes, Coloblanco was doing the work, the boots on the ground, getting the word out there. So hopefully this is a trend that explodes, but pretty exciting, you know, to have, a silly joke on Twitch being made. And
silly joke, it's a perfect word. It's perfect for that.
Okay, well, look, we're talking about combining, you know, I think our brain sort of look for Alexis is maybe accidentally, but the Liverton.
mine is definitely a sign of a fault. The Glasgow wagon ears.
But Tofiteros was great. The Nick Leish, Seattle Timbers. Arsenal and Hove Albion. These are good names.
Yeah,
these are good. These are strong teams. Shouts to Everton, the Spanish account, Everton Espanol, for
the Tofiteros. So now we got to start the rumor that Christian runs Everton's Espanol.
Ahmed Abdi said, "Can't complain when you didn't trademark." You know what? You're right. Look, we're not gonna fight on this one, but the next one.
And you know,
the first one's free.
I will give you this one. It's a dub.
But you're gonna see, because I get the Everton emails for merch every time they have like a new shirt, and yo, bro, I'm gonna end up seeing Tofiteros on one of the shirts. And I'm like, yo, you're gonna be making money. I feel like we should get a little bit of a cut on this. I'll be honest.
I want some money for sure, because we came up with it.
That's right. Okay,
I will have you know that the poll in Twitter right now is 97.6 to 2.4 for it to win. So I am getting walloped.
The numbers are showing it. Do you need a recount, Alexis?
Stop the count.
Is this a voter fraud that we don't know about?
I honestly think it's too close to call. So I'm sending my lawyer to a landscaping company.
So funny.
In New York, it's a loss. I'm telling you, it means a loss here. Okay. Void the count. Void the count might be right. We need all Team Alexis to go out to Twitter's headquarters and stand outside and chant. Bring your flags.
Well, Blanco said Alexis lost the Electoral College. You know what? He lost that real college too. Yeah. I don't know why he's doing his degrees.
Bruh, all I know is that I graduated. But with what grade? Shut the fuck up. I just know I graduated.
Stop asking questions.
Yo, why you peering into my personal life, dog?
Alexis treats his college records like Alexis treats his like Trump treats his taxes, you know what I mean?
And also his college records, by the way.
Oh, man. Christian has a blue check mark, so he can pull some strings with Twitter.com. Oh, that's right. Oh, Alexis,
so do I.
He did get one after I did.
Yes, that is true. Very after. Yeah, man, I'm still upset about it.
He asked, where did you go to school? Alexis, where did you go to school?
I went to St. Peter's University, the world famous Division I. Thank you. Trash team, but Division I in basketball.
Okay.
St. Peter's University in Jersey City, New Jersey.
I went to the College of Staten Island.
Hey.
Division zero.
You're like, hey, where's my degree? I passed. I need it. Hey, forget about it. College of Staten Island.
Look, if anybody asks, just tell them to come to me, okay?
Yeah. You tell them to call me. I take care of the whole thing. Also, where's my financial aid? No. We got it. Don't worry about it.
Okay, here's $20. Don't spend it all in one place.
You ask a lot of questions. All right? People can hear you. How do you know this office ain't bugged, huh?
I need a metal detector to speak to my guidance counselor. You know?
He asked the other guidance counselor, "You know this guy? He good?" Huh? Yeah. No. He goes to the school.
Okay. What do we have next? I thought this was pretty interesting. Speaking of Arsenal, the
Gunnersaurus being back.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of Arsenal stuff here. Let's start with Nicolas Pepe.
Saying how he big mad right now.
Apparently, he admits he is not happy with the Arsenal situation because obviously he is not a regular starter. And he, you know, like every player, they want to play more, and he's not.
He started one game this season.
That's a bit of a surprise. He did cost a lot of money. He
had 72 million pounds.
That's
Jaron Wright put straight into my veins. All right.
Arsenal, being displeased. It is a bit of a surprise, but it's weird. Now that we're talking about Alex Iwobi, how big much of a step up is Nicolas Pepe to Alex Iwobi? Because Pepe, he got the skill moves. You know, his FIFA rating is high.
Mm-hmm.
Doing great there.
He got 5 stars with his right foot. You know what I mean?
His left foot. Weak foot. Or are you talking about 5? Yeah. So we know he's talented. But he is. Does he not fit into the Arsenal squad as well as people expect, or maybe Arteta would even expect? Because he seems like he does a lot of moves and tricks, but he's not really maybe getting the ball where he needs to get to. Because Arsenal, the last couple of weeks have not looked great. I've said this before. They're just like, they're not scoring many goals. They're winning games, but they're not scoring many goals.
I think a lot of it is, Aubameyang just hasn't really, really kind of got back into his form, and he will. Tottenham fans that are in this chat. But I think here's the problem with Pepe, and I think this is where, some of the shine from Arteta is starting to wear off a little bit, is that he's kind of a little bit of a tyrant in the sense that if you don't train the way he expects, and if you're not consistent, and if you're not one of these go-all-out team players, you're not going to get in the squad. When you're Mesut Ozil, the rumor has been that, Wenger told him, you don't have to come to training. Granit Xhaka, remember Granit Xhaka walked off the field when the fans were booing him?
Yeah.
And he basically told them all to go fuck themselves. He thought he was off the team. Like, he was ready to leave. He didn't go to training for 2 straight days. And then Mikel Arteta, when Emery got fired, Mikel Arteta reached out to him and said, we want you to come back. How do you just not go to work for 2 days? You're fired then if you don't show up. You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of training and that's the kind of stuff that would happen before. Mikel Arteta ain't about that. You're here from the beginning to the end. If we tell you that training starts at 10, be here at 9:55. And that's kind of what he expects. Now you're starting to see the ill effects of a couple of bad showing of form. Players starting to speak to media in their home countries when they go back for international duty. And that's exactly what happened here. And you're starting to see that now he has these questions. Everyone is on Arteta's side when Arsenal's winning. Now people are saying, well, maybe Nicola Pepe's got a point because you know what? You haven't really won the last few matches. It's like that sort of, this is part of the stink that comes with losing. And, Arteta needs to turn it around, and then people will say what they were saying to Nicola Pepe. Well, he be more consistent in training. Get there earlier. Try harder, and you'll get in the team. Now people are saying, are we not winning because he's not in the team? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a it's weird. Look, obviously, they bringing on Partey, and, he's been a good addition. Elneny has looked great, right? He's like, that's been a bit of a surprise as well. But I think when it comes to growing their sort of attacking options or creating more attacking options, I think Granit Xhaka is a better option than Elneny, in my opinion, as far as like going forward. At least it felt like Arsenal was a bit more entertaining to watch with him there. I'm surprised that I'm surprised that Elneny is winning the starting spot over.
Look, as far as I'm concerned, Elneny was finished as an Arsenal player 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, because he was at Sevilla. Where was he playing?
He was at Besiktas last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was on loan at Besiktas. Now look, he's played incredible. He's played absolutely incredible, and he's played incredible next to Partey. They've got to turn that into a win. Partey has only been here for 3 matches, and he's really only been a part of one good one. He's looked pretty Besikovilla. His chip was taken.
Besikovilla.
But
that's a good one.
Which we'll call it.
Ahmed Abdi just said, he said, Elneny is the best Egyptian in the Premier League. I mean, it's a bold statement with Mohamed Salah being there. And
I got to be honest, I can't think of any other ones right now besides. No.
I mean, there's a few others, but he's a pretty big name.
Yeah.
He does pretty well.
I like Elneny, and I like the way he's playing. And look, to be honest with you, I don't think Elneny, I don't think Xhaka, I don't think Kolasinac, I don't think Socrates, I don't think. Nah, he's gone already. Yeah, those four players, I don't think they're up to, Mustafi. I don't think they're up to the standard of Arsenal, to be completely honest with you. And I don't think they're the type of player that Arteta wants. So, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I love it. Chip was taken, said Elneny can do it on a cold night in Stokerton.
Yo, tell me Stokerton doesn't sound like a town in England. They have a town called Shropshire, for God's sakes. We can't trust them with their own language. That's why we had to take it and make it beautiful.
All right. Oh, you know, we were talking about Everton for a moment. I just wanted to mention this. I forgot that we were talking about Richarlison getting a red card. Richarlison and Neymar are currently in, I don't know where they are. They might be in Brazil or they're on international duty, but Neymar just made the news. He got suspended from Twitch for 7 days. Neymar's always like playing Fortnite and like Call of Duty, you know, and Among Us on Twitch. But Neymar got suspended for 7 days on Twitch because he put Richarlison's phone number on his broadcast, and Richarlison ended up getting at least 10,000 messages from people.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to break in with a word from one of our sponsors, Viore
Clothing. Obviously, you know, some of the most comfortable, whether it's workout gear, whether it's just lounging around. And it's easy to just say, like, yo, these are mad comfortable. But I'm like, I'm trying to be to convey and be as serious as possible. This is literally the most comfortable, especially the shirts are the most comfortable you will ever wear, and the pants as well. But it's wild how you never really want to take them off. You can go work out, you could just lounge around, you could literally do whatever you want, but there's nothing softer. Okay, you're gonna end up wanting to touch your own body. People are gonna want to touch your body. It's pretty wild how comfy it is.
I can't even tell you. I got the performance jogger, right? Mm-hmm. And look, I'm not doing either of those two things. I'm not performing and I'm not jogging. But I can tell you this much. If it was called the couch sitter, oh boy, it was perfectly named because it is so comfortable. And here's the thing. When you wear them, you want to relax. And I'm not making that up. It just feels so good against your skin. You know what I mean? It's like a nice hug. And it's loose in the right places. It goes nice, not too tight around your ankle, but it holds it so it doesn't ride up on you as you're sort of lounging on the couch and moving around. You know what I mean? It just feels, it feels like cool joggers that you would wear outside, but specifically for the house. Or if you're going to go work out and whatever, they're perfect for that because they have all that sweat technology in them. Yeah. So I've heard.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, just genuinely dope clothes. We've been getting a bunch of positive messages already about them, and you can get a deal on them through the Cooligans for the Cooligans fans. So go to ViorClothing.com/gully.
That's right.
And a 20% discount will be applied at checkout. Go do that. Go to the website. Check out their clothes. It is high quality gear. I can't recommend it enough. It feels great, and you will love them. We absolutely promise.
Absolutely. So it's ViorClothing.com/gully. That's V-U-O-R-I clothing.com. That's V-U-O-R-I clothing.com/gully. And you get 20% off your first purchase. And guess what? You also get to enjoy free shipping on U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Go to ViorClothing.com/gully. It sucks that he got suspended for how long?
But 7 days. I don't think how are you going to ban Neymar? It's impossible. But I think he got suspended for 7 days for doing that. He did an Instagram story or something saying that he was making fun of Richarlison. He's like, oh, I got banned on Twitch because of the pigeon. He called him the pigeon because he does the.
Yeah, because of the pigeon. That's hilarious. We actually have, so what we were talking about, if you look right under the Gunnosaurus story, we have a piece of just like a graphic that ESPN FC put up of Arsenal's record signings. Do you see it?
I do see it. There it is on screen, yeah.
All right. Now, this is Arsenal FC's tweet. Let's go down by one. One by one. Number one, Nicola Pepe started one Premier League this season. Number two, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, one Premier League goal in 60 days. Number three, Lacazette, no goals since September. Number four, Thomas Partey, injured. Number five, Mesut Ozil, they put frozen out. Let it go. Let it go. Now we're going to get banned for singing anything Disney. Number six, Granit Xhaka lost captaincy last season. Number seven, Alexis Sanchez plays for Inter. Number eight, Mustafi, no Premier League starts this season. Mkhitaryan, number nine, plays for Roma. Saliba, number 10, has yet to play, which is a serious issue, and there's so much drama surrounding that. And number 11, Torreira, on loan at Atletico.
Yep.
That is our top 11 record signings in history.
Wow. Look, I mean, to me, everything's working out just fine. I got to complete. Damn, how you getting all these dubs, Arsenal? Dub after dub.
See, you're being sarcastic, but yet in the New York slang, it still works out correct.
Okay, so look, if you're an Arsenal fan, it sounds like I can be supportive and unsupportive. And if you're not, you know, you take it as for, you know, interpret it however you like.
It works both ways. By the way, I'm catching up 3.6 to 96.4. It is a fail so far. It's a dub for both of us.
Nick Leigh said, Arsenal are the Knicks of the Premier League, bro.
Damn, son. You ain't lying. And that hurt so hard.
I mean, I would love if the Knicks could make the Europa League, at least. That'd be nice.
Bro, if the Knicks would have won three FA Cups, I got to be honest with you, I'd be a pretty excited fan.
Have you heard that they're talking about changing the NBA and shortening the season and adding these like cup-style tournaments? That's been a thing that Adam Silver has brought up.
They need to. The whole season is a waste.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I it would
people
be
people only give a shit about the playoffs anyway. That's the exciting part.
It would be interesting. It would definitely allow teams to have a little bit more. You know, we won't have those last like 2 months, month and a half of the season where like teams are playing for draft. You know, draft order, draft lottery, like the Knicks, and still never get the number one pick. But whatever, it's not like I care about that. All right,
yeah, I'm just crying in the background.
Sorry, this is a very Arsenal heavy episode. But speaking of heavy Arsenal players, Gunnar Soares is
let's go.
Is
both
back,
heavy
baby.
And heavy.
Okay, Gunnar Soares is back.
Look at that photo of him kicking the ball. Tell me that doesn't bring you joy.
Okay. He is, he's very, big in the torso. I don't know how good he is. I don't know how
Listen,
strong.
Listen, nothing wrong with that. I don't know why you even pretending to shame.
If
you bing it, you'll see that it's very normal.
But no, he's back. Isn't this exciting? Did Mesut Ozil save Gunnar Soares? Is that
well,
what
Well, here's
happened?
The thing. The gentleman, I believe it was Stephen Coy, who was that for, what, 25-plus years?
Mm-hmm.
He is now one of a few people who will take rotations inside the Gunnosaurus costume.
Mm.
So homie is working part-time now.
They get to share the smells of the inside of Gunnosaurus.
Which seems like it goes against COVID considerations. Unless everyone gets their own Gunnosaurus costume that they get to bring home.
Ooh, okay. That might be an option. Yeah,
you see Gunnosaurus on the tube?
Okay.
Steve, is that you? No, it's Brian.
It's
Wednesdays.
That is exciting. Obviously, you know, went back on what would have been a grave error. What's the point of getting rid of Gunnosaurus? Doesn't help you. What money are you saving? Do a
You're just
fund.
Hurting. Yeah, You're just exactly. hurting people. You're hurting the kids.
Yeah. I did also want to bring up somebody mentioned this in the chat. Apologies for I don't remember who it was, but Christian Pulisic has left the U.S. Men's National Team camp to go back and rehab his injury go back to London.
Why was he there to begin with?
Because he wanted to meet Yunus Musa. He went to go say hello, you know, recruit. Really,
Yunus Musa, who can play for England and Ghana and I believe Italy.
That's right. Bro, make the right choice, okay?
'Cause I believe in America.
Okay.
I'd like to think that he was his decision to play for the U.S. is what changed the election.
Yes, everybody was waiting on bated breath with what decision Yunus Musa was going to make. I forgot who it was. Someone tweeted this at me about their concern for Christian Pulisic. They were like, oh, now I'm leaning towards being on Christian's side, Christian Polanco, when it comes to how fragile, somebody said fragile here, RCAB, about how fragile he might be. And it is a bit of a concern, but it was cool that he did go to camp. He didn't just stay home. He did want to meet the players. And the U.S. is playing against Wales tomorrow. If you're listening to this, it is today. Maybe we should do something for that. I don't know. I feel like the U.S. men's national team hasn't played in almost a year.
It's been a hot minute.
It's been a long time, so it'd be cool. I don't know if we could do it. No, we can't do a watch along because we're busy tomorrow. Anyway, we'll figure something out. Anyway, so let's talk about that game a little bit because Gareth Bale is not playing. He has an injury or something. Who was it that told? This is on a call. Someone told us is that Gareth Bale is not playing.
He's injured, but only for the international match.
But he is. He's going to miraculously recover by the time the next Tottenham match rolls around. We just got an update from Morgan.
Nick Lazerman said CNN is ready to make a projection on the dub. Morgan Tenza said, Alexis, your Twitter poll has 4% supporting dub is a loss. You are wrong. That's not true. That means to 4% of the people, I'm right.
It's not looking good. When we got 226 votes, you put it for 24 hours, it's gonna look bad.
I just did it. I just put it up. I didn't think about it. Only put it for the hour.
Not great. Okay. So Wales is going to be playing against the U.S. men's national team. Maybe I should bring up the lineup for that because it might be fun to talk about. There, obviously, a bunch of Premier League players on there. Anthony Robinson is at Fulham, correct?
Anthony Robinson
is that
no? He was at.
Where is Anthony Robinson playing right now? Am I wrong, or is he in the Championship? Newcastle.
He's from Milton Keynes, but he's at Newcastle.
Oh, okay. Anthony. All right. So yeah.
Wait,
so
no. I think he's currently, but I think he's still a Fulham player. He might be loaned.
Oh, I don't know.
No, he's back at Fulham. Back at Fulham.
He's at Fulham. Okay, I'm not crazy. All right, you see, you made me doubt myself. Who do we have? Oh yeah, so this was the comments from Greg Berhalter regarding Christian Pulisic. He said Christian is a big part of the group. He's been working through an injury, but it really says a lot that he wanted to come into camp, be around the guys, and continue to be a leader with this team. I also did see an interview with Yunus Musa, this was in Spanish. He speaks Spanish great. He's like pretty fluent. He also speaks Italian, English. He has so many options, obviously, where he can play. But it's cool to see.
But he also
has
so many options and how he can roast you for how you played. He's like, no, quanti, quelli, quanti, boom, get back. You're like, oh, no.
I love this multilingual king. Hopefully okay. He picks, obviously he'll be quite a player if he chose to play for the U.S. We'll see. Hopefully, Pulisic charmed them, Gio Reyna. So we'll see what the game looks like. How do you think the U.S. is going to play against Wales? I mean, this is a team that really have never really played together, right? There's no American players outside of, I believe, Sebastian Lletget was the only American-based player that is going over there. Because LA Galaxy, they're not really doing much.
Ain't nothing happening. I think it's going to be fun to watch how, a bunch of young players from Europe, are playing in Europe, are set up and how they're able to connect. Like I'm not looking until we start qualifying. I mean, obviously, I want wins, and if we look bad in a loss, I'll be upset, but I don't really care about the score. I'm looking at this more like a youth club like, you know, that isn't paid for play would look at it and be like, let me just show me the ability to connect passes. Show me the ability to play in the system. Show me the excitement. If we're scoring like crazy, awesome. Where are players like Tyler Adams? Like, where would we place them? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You
know, look at, so let's look at, this is Hercules Gomez, who's been a prior
guest.
Before
you do that, I just want to say on Reddit, it says it's a New York term for something lame. Started in the Bronx, and now because of shows like Desus and Miro, is carried out of that. So, for everyone else, it's a win.
Why?
For the
Can
Bronx.
Can we move away from this? Look
Dub
at the
means
poll.
Loss.
Look at the poll. Unbelievable. Anyway.
Yeah, for everyone else. If you're from New York,
of course,
Dub means,
let's
dumb
quote,
means
let's
late.
Go, let's go to Reddit for some accurate and impartial information.
RCAB put Reddit, edited by Alexis. No, some guy named not Alexis posted it. So I don't know if you know anything.
Clearly not me. Let's look at the starting 11, the possible starting 11. That Hercules Gomez, you know, been on the Cooligans show before. Listen to it. His interview is great. If you ever want to check it out, feel free to do that. But this is his starting 11. Weah, Gio Reyna, Soto at the top. Is it Sebastian Soto, right? Am I getting his first name correct? I don't 100% remember. Yunus Musa already getting a start. Has never played with at the U.S. level, has never played with before, but and to get a start would be nuts, but really cool, right? It would be interesting to see. Let's see what the chemistry is like. Weston McKennie, Tyler Adams, Anthony Robinson, John Brooks, Chris Richards, Serginho Dest, and Zach Steffen. This is a I can see this. This is a reasonable starting 11. These are guys that are outside of Zach Steffen that are getting real minutes for their teams. Steffen is
playing in the other competitions, in the domestic competitions. I'm really excited to see Tim Weah finally get a chance to really play with the national team, not injured. I would have loved to see him and Pulisic and find a way for both of them to be on the field at the same time. But nonetheless, I'm really excited to see what Tim Weah brings.
JCB M. Titus says, Conrad De La Fuente is greater than Timothy Weah. Look, he's playing at Barcelona. He's not getting a lot of playing time. He has played yet already. I think he has like subbed on. So almost there said get Conrad some minutes and show Barca what they're missing. I don't know if he's played this season.
Didn't
has he?
Conrad De La Fuente get injured? No, Ansu Fati did. Never mind.
Yes. So
player did get injured.
But
there.
That bodes well for Conrad De La Fuente because he will, I think he plays that position and could get some real minutes now. So
I'm not going to look this up, but don't you get the feeling that Conrad De La Fuente, name wise alone, feels like he's Dominican? Can we just say he is?
I mean, name wise, face wise, okay. I'm gonna claim him.
Done.
He played in a friendly, right? He hasn't played in a La Liga match yet, because I know people were talking about they wanted to see two Americans play for Barcelona and Serginho Dest and Conrad De La Fuente, but he hasn't gotten any minutes yet. So hopefully soon we'll see what he does. I've seen the training videos of Conrad De La Fuente, and it looks great.
Homie looks good. Are we past the point? Are we past the point as a nation where someone like Conrad De La Fuente just being on the first team at Barcelona but not being a consistent starter, are we past the point where that's like a measure of success where we're like impressed by that?
We are past that because Pulisic is scoring hat tricks in the Premier League. So his peers are raising the bar so high that we expect more. And look, I don't know what this team, who's really never played together much, you know, what they're going to look like. I don't know what to expect, but I think the expectation from what I'm seeing from all the other like pundits in American soccer are like, you know, Greg Berhalter has to show something, some sort of progression, so show something positive. They have to be competitive against Wales. Because these guys they play for big teams, you know? I mean, it's a bummer Christian Pulisic is not there. But this can't be – it can't be a massive dub in Alexis speak, okay?
Thank you for speaking correctly. Okay. Speaking my tongue.
You know, in the language you understand.
It says right here, everyone in the Bronx says it like this. Yo, that party was a dub. You a dub. That's not a good thing, guys. Y'all need to move to the Bronx.
I
anyway. Want
to go to this party if somebody said that.
Yo, what happened to Christian? Yo, he got stabbed. We told him not to go, but he didn't understand what we meant.
It was lost in translation. It happens.
By the way, I'm up to 4.9, so look, there's a chance.
Okay, not enough for a recount, I'll be honest.
Colin Kornacki. All right.
All right, anything else that we missed?
I mean, there's a bunch, but I'm at the point now to answer my own question with the national team where I'm starting to think – I don't think Pulisic is injury-prone. I don't think he's fragile, right? Like, let the kid – give the kid a chance. That said, I am starting to think he's not really the quote-unquote – top boy, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not. He's not the main guy.
Before you finish, I started watching Top Boy on Netflix. I
was Wagwan. Like,
let me check the show out, bro. You don't even know how fast I turned on them subtitles because I thought I knew English. I do not know the language because I cannot understand a word they are saying.
Don't listen to grime music, you aren't going to get it. It's like being a country music fan and trying to watch, like, what's that, The Wire. You know, I'm like, what the hell are these boys talking about down there, man? I can't get it, you know? I don't know if
Chip,
I did
Chip
justice.
Chip was taken, just said, don't Google Top Boy. Yes, it is. Only search for it on Netflix, I promise.
The Ahmed Dhabi said, Abdi. In it, bruv. Yeah, dude. Right. It makes Troop sound like he's the queen.
It is an interesting show. I do like it. But I could not understand it without.
But the reason I brought up Top Boy, right, which is a great show and everyone should watch it. Shouts to LeBron James and Drake for bringing it back. I'm starting to think Gio Reyna is now the guy we're all sort of looking at to be the future leader. Does it feel like Christian Pulisic's injuries or Pulisic's injuries have kind of pulled him back into it's happening again, another American player who something has gone wrong with?
Just by the nature, it doesn't matter what injury he has, that's going to happen, right? But the fact that, like Berhalter said, the fact that Pulisic even just went in to talk to everybody and meet everybody, he's not like... You know, he's not like, woe is me or whatever. I think he is very much the leader of the team. He is the next generation. He's been the captain a couple times. There's going to be a lot on his shoulders and a very high expectation. So, there was another point I wanted to make, but I forgot. I did want to, there have been a bunch of friendlies. This is Chelsea related now. Been a bunch of friendlies. And France played Finland today, and they lost. They lost 2-0 to Finland. Alex Rings Finland. Obviously, he's retired from international duty. But France, why am I forgetting his name? The striker for Chelsea, French.
Oh, not Havertz. What's his name?
Olivier Giroud. Apparently wants to leave Chelsea because he's kind of in the same position.
He's got to go to Miami. Him and Higuain together? I mean,
okay. That'd be an interesting.
I'm not even thinking about what happens on the field, you know?
Giroud has been he's kind of been left out at Chelsea. Obviously the attacking options that they brought in, Timo Werner, Hakim Ziyech, Kai Havertz,
yeah.
Christian Pulisic. Should Olivier Giroud leave Chelsea? Is there any future for him at the club?
No, and he really only has max 2 years left.
Okay.
At the top.
He said that he wanted to leave because he wants to play in the Euros next year for France.
Yeah, and he needs to be starting. He needs to be getting minutes if he's going to be put on French's national team.
I love Glenster25 just said, Giroud is such a slice of man, isn't he?
He really is. I mean, what a timeless face.
I hope I delivered the question the way Glenster asked it. You know what I mean?
It was more of a, you should have been looking up, you know, contemplating it.
Slice of man, isn't he? And he'd take a cigar out of your mouth after you say that.
Yeah. I agree with the Ahmed. Come back to Arsenal. Yeah. If Aubameyang and Lacazette and aren't going to score and Pepe isn't going to start, bro, we need somebody.
Fulham could use him. JCB M. Titus.
Jaron put that we're just full of thirst. Yeah. Have you seen Giroud?
Chip was taken says needs more lip bite when talking about Giroud. I get it.
One of these things. Remember that from like 80s movies?
He brought us some of the funniest Troops AFTV moments. What you mean, like, being him, Troops being upset with Giroud, I assume. Yeah. There's been a lot of that. Okay, I think that's it. I mean, put in the chat if there's anything else you think we should discuss. RCAB just said Pogba's quote-unquote fantastic 2020 continues. Pogba out.
Pogba is an incredible player. I would love to have him on our team. We talked about this last week. Would you take him on your team, and who would you sit for him? And Christian nearly spilled everything in his house trying to say anyone in his midfield, Ducore, Gomez. It didn't matter.
Oh, somebody asked Sigurdsson. About Ted Lasso.
I've watched it. Have you seen it yet?
I did. I finished the whole thing. It was great.
It's wonderful. What a wonderful feel-good show. Yeah. I absolutely love it. Respect to soccer, which has never happened in American television. It was great.
It was very well done. Yeah. I'm
almost there. Said talk about Spurs melting down. Not yet. Not right now.
I recommend this all the time. On Netflix, Club de Cuervos is like the Mexican version of that show. I mean, it was obviously
not as happy slappy though.
That's happy. It's a little more of a dramedy. It's basically if 30 Rock was about soccer. 30 Sock. Anyway.
Sometimes it's just for us.
But I highly recommend that show if you like, if you want to see a good show, you know, involving soccer. So,
people are asking the Papa John's trophy. Do you know what the Papa John's trophy is?
I did hear about this. This is the,
it's lower leagues. It's like League One and League Two. And I think academies get to play in it.
Isn't this this is the EFL Cup, right? Isn't this being changed from the sponsor is, Papa John's now.
I don't think it's the full EFL Cup, is it?
EFL Cups featuring clubs from League One, League Two, as well as academy teams with Category One status. Yeah. English Football League Trophy. I don't know. I guess it's not the EFL Cup that I'm thinking of. Maybe this is
No. It's a different trophy. It's just for the lower levels. So it's called the Papa John's Trophy. Whatever. Hope you win it. I absolutely hope you don't have to eat it.
Imagine the branding deals that have been done to make this partnership happen. You know what I mean? There's gonna be situations where players are gonna have to eat the pizza and be on commercials.
Yeah, but if you've been to England, that's a step up from what the garbage they're eating out there.
Wait, so Papa John's is better than the pizza that they normally just make at pizza shops there?
Oh, yes, without a doubt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, pizza in the UK, pizza in Ireland is an abomination. That said, there are some incredible places. But your average slice is so much lower quality than a Papa John's.
I love almost there when I said Burnley is winning the Papa John's trophy.
Don't you wait till Liverton's Academy wins it. When that happens.
Hold on. Nutmeg was under my desk. I just scared the shit out of me.
Yo, you got scared by your own dog?
Oh, my God. Elaine let him out. So funny.
This is a free puppy cam. Look at this.
Look, puppy cam on my camera. Look at him. Look, he's biting less. There. Look, he wants to get on the mic.
I don't know if you know this, but JCB M. Titus put this on. It was previously the leasing.com trophy and the Check-A-Trade trophy. These are some pretty weak sponsors.
This is the Four Seasons Landscaping, Landscaping Cup.
The imagine like, come on, boys. When you were a child, you weren't dreaming about winning the leasing.com trophy.
Okay, I'm going to put Nutmeg back down. There you go. All right. Don't eat I hope he doesn't eat the wire going to the puppy cam.
I do love that the photo they're using is an Arsenal jersey where you zoom in, it says Papa John's trophy on the sleeve.
Hey, Chip was taken gifting a bunch of subs. Thank you, Chip was taken. Thank
God,
you.
Look at this. Chip was taken. Got to earn that puppy cam. Yeah, dude. You're the best.
Appreciate it so much. All right. I think, is there anything else? I think we're good to go.
Yeah, if you guys have any other questions or anything we didn't answer, please let us know.
Yeah, maybe if there's something that didn't make the show, we're going to be on here for a couple extra minutes. We'll happy to chat and talk to a couple folks. So everybody, thank you. If you're listening to this show, thank you so much for checking it out. Again, we appreciate it. It's always fun. We do this live on Twitch again, twitch.tv/soccercooligans. Follow us, subscribe, join. It is a community of real, you know, fun soccer supporters and fans, and we always have a great time here.
IMV fan for the sub. It's absolutely incredible.
We have 54. Are there 54 people watching right now? That's wild. Yeah, put in the chat. We're trying to get to 50 people to reach that achievement on Twitch. So type anything in the chat. Flood the chat. Go nuts, bro.
Flood the chat.
So again, we always have a good time here. We have a bunch of fun shows on our Fubo TV show and podcast that you should check out as well. We just did a really
Jared
great one.
Put Alexa sucks. That's not what you flood the chat with, goddammit.
I mean, look, he took a massive dub today, so let him know. That's all.
Thank you, yo.
This is so funny. Nutmeg is he's getting tall enough that he can like stand on the desk and like try to look up. He's like doing that right now. He's
Zvox put exclamation point dub.
We have a bunch of fun. We have a great one with Mikey Lopez and Smith Hunter. Smith Hunter, she plays at Harvard, and she plays on the U.S. youth national team. And then they are campaigning for to be on the U.S. USSF athlete council, if you are a soccer player that has represented the U.S. vote for them. If you're in this chat, if you're listening to this, they could use your support, because they're trying to change the face of American soccer when it comes to representation. So that episode is really fun. And then this week, also, we have Aaron West on an episode. So that's coming up soon Champions League on CBS Sports.
Robert from L.A. said, any veterans that you would like to acknowledge on Veterans Day? Yeah, we have a bunch of veterans. Streamlabs just put Alexis is wrong. If you put exclamation point dub, Streamlabs says Alexis is wrong. Sorry. Damn you, Coro Blanco. I'm the one who invented. They're all doing it now. We're going to hit the 50. I invented Dofiteros, Coro Blanco. Come on. Yeah, we have a lot of our fans that have served in the armed forces, and not just in America, but specifically in America and Canada. Thank you so much. Thank you to anyone who's ever defended their country and not against us. That would be nice.
Actually, you know what? It'd be nice if somebody came and invaded our country to bring us democracy. We could really use it right now. Yeah. It's a little bit difficult, all right?
But honestly, I put on Defenders of the Bank, his wife Amanda was in the Army. I totally forgot that she was in the Armed Forces. And we have so many of our fans. I don't know if they want us to name them. I don't know if they're, have gone public about
don't put
it.
Don't put their social securities on you. We're going to get suspended for 8 days, longer than Neymar.
But shouts to them. Someone put, is any ISIS cool again? No! I hope not.
I mean, I'm going to look at the podcast statistics and see if anybody from Afghanistan is tuning in. I doubt it. I hope not.
Dude, imagine we had one person in Afghanistan. It's like, let's just see what they're up to.
So everybody, thank you so much for checking out another episode. We really appreciate it. Yeah, follow us on Twitch. A bunch of fun shows coming soon. Oh, we can also announce. So next week, we're doing something really fun that we have never done before. We're doing a pregame for a World Cup qualifier, for a CONMEBOL World Cup qualifier.
That's right. We're involved in a pregame for a match that may pick who goes to the World Cup.
Yes, so that is going to be between Paraguay and Bolivia, right?
No. It's
Paraguay and Venezuela.
Paraguay and we should know this.
We got to confirm. Yes, we should. We really should have done that.
Really, trust us, we're gonna be there. Venezuela versus Chile.
Okay,
and it's gonna be Paraguay versus Bolivia.
Yes, so we're going to be doing a pre-game show for that game. That game is going to be airing on the network that we're on Football Sports Network. And
can also get for free on footballsportsnetwork.com, which
correct.
Is
correct. And we will not be streaming the game as well, but we will be doing the pre-game for it. So watch the game. It's going to be both games are going to be on Football Sports Network on Tuesday, November 17th. At 4 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Eastern, and the 3:30, that's when we're going to be on and leading into both of those games. So we're going to do a show of kind of highlighting and talking about both of those upcoming matches.
While you're saying this, I just want you to know people are saying Alexis is going to be trash for the game. Y'all are so professional. English commentary for the game, and then Jaron put sellouts. So. You just never know.
It's a wide array of the responses. Some people are happy. Some people think we've gone to corporate.
But they're all dubs, which is great.
So that's super super exciting for us. So please tune in. It'll help, tweet about it, talk about it, watch it. It'll be great. So we're excited to do that. So again, 3:30 Eastern. FuboSportsNetwork.com. And if you have Fubo TV, the channel's on there. If you don't have Fubo TV, just go to the website. Nutmeg, he is rooting for it.
He's a big fan of Bolivia.
All right. So we can wrap up. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Nutmeg has had enough. He's like, wrap it up.
For those of you wondering, up to 4.5%. I think we can do it.
Are we feeding him? I'll do it after I want to show a trick. Hopefully he'll do it.
You only count the legal votes, I am winning.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Christian Polanco.
I am Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?